Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple minutes here, we're going to have Arizona State Rep. Alex Colladan, who was just recently sentenced to 18 months probation by Arizona Bar for representing the law and filing election lawsuits. And then what they also added to that concerning insult to injury, they added disciplinary agreement included. So we're going to pull him up in just a moment here. Did you not think it was kind of, well, I don't think it's funny, but ridiculous that your country is being invaded right now by a bunch of illegals and the conservatives of the day, today's or yesterday's liberals? Isn't it interesting, put that up against Matthew 5:13, how they're highlighting the movies, Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory? Folks, your country's being invaded by illegals, and they're talking about the movies. I mean, you can't make up what the people in this country will put up with. Again, rightfully so, you're going to get what you deserve if you allow this to continue on. Speaking of illegals, I highlighted this on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or before it's news.com. But look at this, illegal alien insults all Americans during interview at border, said he didn't care. Well, to add insult to injury, we have none other than the Biden administration. Once again, the joke is on you Americans, but Biden administration mum on Kamala Harris latest accomplishments as borders are as illegal immigration surges. So what are they doing? They're highlighting how good of a job they're doing. Folks, I want you to understand something. They're not losing, they're winning. See, you think backwards to these people. You think that these people are just ridiculously stupid and they don't know what they're doing. In many cases, they are, but they know exactly what they're doing. They're not working for you. They're not representing the people. So one must ask the question as to, you know, do we have any elected representatives in this country? Well, for the most part, I can tell you safely no. I mean, how many of them been elected by the people? They promise them the world, and once they get into office, they turn on them. Well, this happens over and over again every step of the way because you keep getting caught up into the same circle of insanity. You don't listen. Americans, you don't listen to anybody. You're tired of the establishment, but when the establishment gives you more options, a couple options, I should say, and while ignoring the thousand different presidential contenders that you have that are legitimate contenders and much more than the case of those that are presented to you by the establishment, you just keep going back to what they feed you. So you can't really complain about what you tolerate in any sense of the word. I wanted to highlight this because if you remember right, I had warned that the Illinois governor signs bill that allows DACA recipients to become police officers. Well, just yesterday, friends, it was Tim Brown that actually highlighted on the Sons of Liberty Media.com exactly what's going on in Los Angeles. Here we go. The LAPD, the police department, swears in police officers who are DACA recipients and entered into the U.S. illegally. What would you expect? And what do you expect? But the point that I want to make here is notice that all eyes were on Pritzker, Tyrant Pritzker in Illinois, and simultaneously all over the country, what are they doing? They're hiring police officers. All together now, all in alliance, Isaiah 28 verse 18. This isn't some sort of random coincidence that just took place here, friends, in any sense of the word. No, not at all. Well, this is happening because people don't want to read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, and understanding that we're being overtaken right now. Your said representatives are playing the Judas by handing your country off to the illegals. That is, in fact, what is in fact what is happening today, and that is the judgment of the Most High God. Let's go ahead and add a little gas to that fire. I've told you several times that 35 jihadi camps are within the United States of America today, and I guarantee you it's grown much more than that. And I'm sure you have a whole lot of sleeper cells in the United States of America, too. And again, this only happens to those that disobey the Lord in keeping his commandments, judgments, statutes, ordinances, and so on and so forth. When you fail to enforce his law against criminals, this is what happens. So now we have radical Muslim imam is now calling for Muslims to wage jihad in the United States of America. Americans, question for you. How many times have you been warned about that? But yet you still say, I'm going to go see that movie. But you still say to yourself, I'm going to go to that football game. But you still say, no, I'm not telling you to quit living. But I'm telling you to focus on what needs to be focused on and give your time, effort, and money to what matters right now more than any time in our history, folks, because we, again, are under attack in a big, major way from our said representatives. And again, we just highlighted this yesterday when I was highlighting the fact that they just changed the Minnesota state flag into a Muslim flag. And this is happening on our watch, folks. Who did that? Well, the said plant, the CIA plant, Keith Ellison, who's the other one? The said plants on that of Tim Walz. The governor. And look at, we have Ilhan Omar, who's an accessory to terrorism, looking for insurance plans for terrorists. They're changing school curriculums. They're giving them prayer and washings in the bathrooms in public schools. They violated everything that we can possibly think of. And just think, Americans, the mainstream media wants you to know that it's hate if you dare make reference to the law that condemns those that are committing the act of treason. I care not. Article 3, Section 3 is treason, folks. That's what is happening by our said representatives in this country, and the mainstream media is right there to browbeat or attempt to browbeat anybody that dares stands up and, again, making reference to the law that condemns their crimes. So, folks, we are in it right now. So, with that said, in just a moment, we're going to have Representative Colladin here with us. But look at this. Pennsylvania voting machine shut down after display flipped votes for judges in Northampton. That's just one of them. And then we have Rasmussen poll finds 17% of mail-in voters admit to fraud. This on top of, and I'll get to more of this later, but this on top of, folks, all of the information that I gave to you last month concerning those that have been busted in the act of committing voter fraud. And again, there's the mainstream media trying to tell you and trying to get you to believe that they're telling you the truth this time when they say to you that there's no such thing as voter fraud. Oh, my goodness, folks. Nothing could be further from the truth. So, in just a moment, we're going to pull up Rep. Alex Colladin here, sentenced to 18 months probation by the Arizona Bar. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that you have made us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Network. So we appreciate that, and we know why you're listening, folks. John 8:32, read it when you get a moment. Without further ado, friends, what I want to do is I want to pull up our friend Arizona State Rep. Alex Colladan, who was most recently sentenced to 18 months probation. I don't want to say anything more than that. I just want to welcome Alex. Alex, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Totally appreciate you jumping on with such a short amount of notice. We just contacted you yesterday. But we just noticed that you were making waves across the country, namely in your state and then the country, concerning what's going on here. Can you go ahead and share that information with us, please?
Yeah, absolutely, and thank you so much for having me on. No, I have been a conservative election lawyer and political lawyer in general in the state of Arizona since 2013, when I graduated from law school and came on back home. And over those years, we've won a number of high-profile cases. We're one of the few firms that actually won an election challenge or two in the 2020 cycle, and also our firm, D'Avalier Law Group. We are the ones that got rid of the TSA travel mask mandates in HFCF versus Biden. So I've been around the block a little bit, but what I had never seen prior to 2020 was this weaponization of the judicial system by the left. And one thing that happened after the challenges we filed in 2020 that were not so successful was that these Democrat dark money groups from out of state, so not parties to the case, you know, not opposing counsel, not my clients for sure, Right, but just random big money Democrat groups from out of state, along with the Democrat who is running for Attorney General of Arizona, by the way, as a Democrat, will file bar complaints against me and a number of my colleagues. You know, the conservative bar has never been huge. Most lawyers are leftists, and there's maybe five of us in the state of Arizona, and they were trying to take us all out. And so I recently resolved that with the bar. Was glad to see that at an end. Probation means I can still practice. I still am practicing. I'm going to be in the fight for 2024. But it really showed me on a personal level how weaponized the system has been. I see it against my clients as well, but that's a little bit different than when it hits close to home.
So it's safe to say, Alex, that we're dealing with a totalitarian system of government. It's not a government. It's a government by force, per se, because what we're doing is really standing back. And let me just take this and make a broad sweep across this whole country right now, because we continuously see this more than not. When we're talking about what you just said concerning the left, we're really talking about those that are not upholding the Constitution, right? Those that are violating the law. And somehow or another, the American people believe that they have a right to break the law. So when they break the law, what we do on the what they call the right is do nothing more than just call them out for their crimes, and we do nothing about it. And I'm not saying that it's taking a shot at you, Alex. I'm just quite frankly sick and tired of all this nonsense going across the board constantly on the mainstream media and all the outlets that I can imagine about what they're getting away with when they're violating law. Because if we put the law up against what they're doing, they are clearly transgressing that law. Why are they not being held accountable for their crimes? But rather, because we've taken on what we've taken on, now they're attacking people that are actually upholding the law, such as yourself. Is that true?
Well, look, I would actually disagree with part of your statement in terms of, you know, who's breaking the law. The truth of the matter is, and Republicans are just as responsible for this as Democrats, is we have written some really, really idiotic laws in this country. They're vaguely worded, right? We as Republicans, we always look at, oh, new crime. Okay, well, we want to be good for law and order, so we're going to be okay with the new crime. That's going to add additional penalties to this, that, and the other thing. And so what you get is a grab bag of vaguely worded laws
Yep.
that can be used at the prosecutor's discretion, and they can send you to jail for however long they want. So if a prosecutor wakes up one fine day and decides that you or me needs to go down, they can find a perfectly legitimate criminal charge to charge us with and send us to jail for decades. That is a system that we've created. What stopped it from getting to the point that it is now is not what the law was, but that there was always a social norm that you just don't use the power of the prosecutor's office with which the people have entrusted you. You don't use that for political purposes. You use it to protect the people from folks who want to hurt them or break their things. That norm has totally gone by the wayside.
Yep.
And similarly, in law, it used to be that way with these ethics things, but no longer.
Okay, so let me make clear, because I don't know where we're disagreeing here. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We are ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party affiliations, because on both sides of the aisle, they all put their hand on the Bible, or at least that's how they portray themselves. They put their hand on the Bible, swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within that Constitution, ending with, so help me God. And then what we see is I'm not taking a shot at you, at least not yet, Alex, when we're talking about the issue that we're dealing with here. But what we see is those on the right do nothing but magnify those that commit the crimes on the left. And instead of actually magnifying the law that condemns the crime on the left, what do? We put up with them to the point where now we allow them to prosecute us by creating policies, not law, policies which undermine the Constitution, and that's what we're seeing on a 24/7 basis in this country, and it has to stop sooner or later. Listen, I'm not happy with the fact that they just went after you for doing your job and upholding the law against the crimes that many are guilty of committing. And what I have a problem with is when I stand back and I see this is as far as it goes. Are we going to let this go to the wayside, Alex, as to what they're doing to you? Are we going to actually, in Arizona, in the Senate, within our representatives, are they going to stand up and right these wrongs? Because as we say here on the Sons of Liberty, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left.
Well, I guess I'll answer that question two ways. The first is that I think the conservatives in the bar, you know, we've finally woken up that there's different standards being imposed, and we've never been people to file bar complaints because we just sort of don't think they're conducive to collegial practice. That is beginning to change. We're beginning to realize, well, you know, if we're going to be, you know, getting bar complaints against us all the time for representing our clients to the best of our ability, you know, then at least we have to make sure that everybody's held to the same standard of conduct. And I believe that the conservative bar is beginning to realize that. On the legislative side, of course, you say we're a country of laws. True. And there is no law, at least in most circumstances, there is no law against persecuting your political opponents. Believe that or not, that is the truth. There is no law against going after your political opponents because they are your political opponents. The law is, you know, I actually ran a bill along with my Freedom Caucus colleagues to try to change that in Arizona. It made it through the Senate. It made it through committee in the House, and there was a certain Republican county attorney that personally called every single member of the Arizona House Representatives, at least all the Republicans, to tell them not to vote for the bill before it went on the board. Yep. So that's why this kind of stuff is happening, because we don't have laws against it.
That's right, right. Well, and here's the other thing. We're supposed to be united according to the law, and we're so divided today because here, let me put this up against my conversation that I'm having with you really quick. And by the way, can I keep you over for one more segment, Alex?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So here's John Adams. He said, "There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution." What say you to that?
Well, it's very clear to me that our founding fathers never designed this system to work at a time when party loyalty overrode your loyalty to principles. And I see this among Democrats and Republicans. Some Republicans, at least there's some Republicans that actually have loyalty to principle first, where one idea can come up in the legislature by one party, and everybody on the other side hates it. The exact same idea can come up by somebody on the other party, and everybody on their side loves it, and everybody on the other side hates it. And that's the same thing that happens with these political persecutions. It now depends on who is administering it. So in the case of the bar, again, most lawyers are liberal, and you know that's fine. But some of the folks who ran the bar complaint against me, they had made very similar accusations and allegations when Donald Trump won in 2016. So it was really the case of the pot calling the kettle black. And by the way, I think the left prior to 2020. They were sometimes better on elections issues than we were. At least the progressives were, because they were worried about their own establishment trying to.
Alex, you know, I got to take a hard break. Take a hard break really quick, folks. We're talking to Arizona State Rep. Alex Collinan. We'll be right back after this break.
Restore those joints, boost your strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A total of 25 states will be raising their minimum wage next year. Workers in states ranging from California and Montana to Florida and Ohio will be setting their minimum wage above $10. There's been an increase in fake bomb threats against Jewish people. An organization monitoring threats reports over 200 false bomb threats and swatting calls just over this past weekend alone. There's another hearing today over whether U.S. Army officials should be allowed to tear down a Confederate memorial statue at Arlington National Cemetery. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking to Arizona Rep. Alex Collodin right now. Alex, let's get into more of what's going on with what just took place there in the state of Arizona concerning this probation and this reprimand that was given to you by the state. Can you go ahead and share some details concerning that bar complaint, please?
Well, the bar complaint against me, like I said, was filed by these Democrat dark money groups. My clients were very happy with my representation and the services I provided. Even opposing counsel, you know, didn't file those bar complaints. It was simply folks who were looking to score some political points. I think that's distasteful. But it did inspire me, you know, to go, you know, there's a lot of unethical behavior that I perceive by lawyers on the other side of these elections cases. And again, I don't like filing bar complaints, so I've always let it slide without those. But there was one in particular that just always really bugged me. And that was, there was a lawyer down in Cochise County, who was the county attorney down there. I had represented, the county recorder when they were trying to do 100% post-election hand count audit, which to me, I don't understand why anybody in the world would oppose that, right? You run it through the machines, you think tabulators are more accurate, great. Why not let people check the machine's work. Well, I mean, what could be the possible logical reason for posing that? So we represented him. And in the course of the litigation, it came out that the county attorney, their lawyer, had, we allege, divulged the confidential advice that he had given to his clients to both in both a public forum and to the other side in the civil litigation. Of course, that got used against us by the briefs. So the other day, I filed a bar complaint against him for a breach of the attorney-client privilege because that is a serious ethical transgression if those allegations are substantiated.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. So is this whole scenario here? Obviously, it's a message for anybody that dares stands up and does anything in calling them in question concerning the election results. Is this obviously pointed at you and aimed at you to stop you in your tracks and others that might do the same thing in their particular states?
Well, here's what they're actually, you know, it's like Donald Trump says, and I don't. Want to compare myself to somebody, you know, of his magnitude, but what's true with the big things is true with the littler things too. You know, they are not really after me, right? They're not really after him. They're after you. They're after normal people. I mean, okay, hey, let's say a Democrat, Soros-funded prosecutor decides that they're going to wake up one fine day and you've caused them a little bit too much trouble. They don't like the criticism that you've given them. You know, they don't like your politics. You've supported their opponent. Whatever it is, they wake up one fine day and decide that they're going to come after you. Well, who stands between them and that? A lawyer. And if you're conservative, especially a MAGA Republican, it's probably going to be a lawyer who agrees with you. And there's not that many of us. So you take us out, and now there's nothing standing in the way. Right?
Yeah.
And once people know they can do that, they don't actually even have to do it. Everybody will be so scared. I already get calls from constituents, you know, like, can I say this? Can I post it? I'm worried that the prosecutors are going to come after me. I mean, we should never be talking like that in the United States of America, but
yep.
This is why. This is why.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that the American people do not realize, those that are standing in between them and tyranny right now. And we see that every facet of our lives are under attack by our said representatives. This isn't coming from a foreign government. I mean, you can even go back and I can even add a little gas to that fire right there, even considering the DHS after the September 11th attacks. I mean, the first thing they did within the first 2 years was basically define 72 times the American people as domestic terrorists. So we've known this for some time now. And when we fail to take heed to our founding fathers concerning the warnings and the activities of what tyrants do and how they act, well, this is what we're going to get, and we're going to get more of it. And I think the last line that people have of defense is their said representative government, and I'm talking about the good guys within. And going back to what's happening with you, Alex, right now, does this shut you down? Does this put, like, in a sense, a gag order where you can no longer stand up and shout out from the rooftops nefarious activities from other said representatives that are taking place in the state? What does this do to you?
No, it doesn't shut me up. It actually frees me up to get back in the fight, which I'm really looking forward to doing. And I'm looking forward to doing that both in my legal side and on the legislative side. We're a part-time legislature, so I do it both ways because 2024 really is the most important election of our lifetimes. And, you know, if you're listeners are inclined to help me in that fight, you know, and get back into the legislature and keep going to war for the people of Arizona and their freedoms and liberty, they're more than welcome to check out our website, www.alex4az.com, www.alex4az.com. Now, if you live in my district, sign our nominating petition. If you're so inclined, donate. Do whatever you can do, and not just to me, but to the handful of people that are actually standing up and standing between you and what is shaping up to look like a police state.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. We got a friend of ours in your backyard, Sheriff Mark Lamb, and we can see that every step of the way. I mean, we see our borders wide open, and I constantly have conversations between him and others in your state concerning what is happening, so we can get a live take and a live feel as to what is going on in our country. But when we have a said situation where our borders are wide open, Alex, inviting illegals to come into this country, obviously illegals come in illegally, and then expect them to act lawfully once they get here. We got another thing coming, but we are under attack. There's no question about it. And that's exactly what this is going to lead to as a police state. And that's why they're so busy trying to now, you know, tear away at the Second Amendment so that we can no longer defend ourselves. And, again, here we are. Go ahead and give the people your information one more time, Alex. And I just wanted to tell you, thank you very much for taking a stand and doing the things that you're doing. And I'm glad to hear that you're not capitulating, but actually you're standing up, turn it around, and going back into the fight, because that's what we should all be doing right now. How can people get a hold of you?
So, again, my information is on my website, www.alexforaz.com, www.alexforaz.com.
Okay, I totally appreciate you, Guy. If you need anything, do not fail to reach out, because we will do our best to help you. We have other friends in Arizona as well. So, folks, we just had Arizona State Rep. Alex Colladin on with us right now, who's, again, sentenced to 18 months probation by Arizona Bar for representing the law. This is what you're dealing with, folks. And just like Alex just got done saying, folks, this is soon becoming a police state. And what's interesting, just to kind of piggyback off what I was just sharing with Alex and you, friends, your said governors. Let me slow my roll a moment. If it's not treasonous, Joe, being allowed by the American people, 329.5 million people, to occupy the people's White House. He is your said representative, okay? That's not what he's doing. But Treasonous Joe is committing the act of treason on a daily basis, funding foreign wars. Isn't it interesting, folks, that not only is he funding wars in other countries, but he's also throwing his political opposition in jail, and he's allowed to do it. They're allowing big tech companies to censor free speech, and nobody's standing up against it, friends, on a national level. They can complain about it all they want to. As a matter of fact, case in point, all day long, I get scrolls from people that I've never talked to a day in my life. I've never given them my email. I've never given them my approval for sending their emails to us. But 99% of the said conservatives, no, I gotta go all the way. 100% of the information that I get from the conservatives is driving, listen carefully, is driving the same narrative that you're hearing through the media outlets across the country. They're driving the same narrative. They're playing the same divide and conquer game, Mark 325. There's absolutely no difference. But I wanted to go back to this with Joe Biden, Treasonous Joe. He, as you well know, 2 weeks ago, we had the War Room on, a live reporter. Okay, we just took the clip and we played it for you, where he was in Mexico, and he found out from the people that were being forced into America that it was the Mexican drug cartel that was driving them into America, threatening them to come into America because if they didn't, quote unquote, they would be disemboweled. They would be disemboweled. We only found on that day that it was Joe Biden's criminal administration, tyrannical administration, that was bannering back and forth and doing business with the Mexican cartel to drive the illegals into America. Then we had Sheriff Mark Lamb on shortly thereafter. We pulled up another piece by him where we found out that it was that same government, your government, that's stealing your tax dollars and then giving $5,000 to each illegal that comes into America. This is all verified. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. That is the definition of treason every step of the way. But the American people act like it has nothing to do with them. So what are you doing through your apathy and your tolerance? What are you doing? You're adding strength to more tyranny. So not only did we find out from Sheriff Mark Lamb that they received $5,000 each for coming into America, we also found out they got a free cell phone. And we also found out, friends, that wasn't good enough. They get a $5,000 gift card. They get a cell phone, and they also get a plane ticket to the destination of their choice in your country. So while you're listening to all these said governors act like there's a real problem with Joe Biden, how come there's no articles of impeachment that have ever been drawn up to remove him and to hold him accountable for his crimes? Read Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they seek truth in the state that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm just thinking about all the things that are going on in the country right now. And, you know, one of the things that Alex had just brought up is the fact that the FBI tells Newsweek that Trump supporters are enemies of the state and must be secretly tracked. This is another reason people need to wake up to the likes of a Donald Trump. He's just a point man. He's controlled opposition. He's the one that, folks, what happened in D.C. on January 6th. He's the one that allured them. The mainstream media highlights the fact that he's the leader of the coup, but yet he's running for the presidency of the United States of America, and all the said conservatives and all of a sudden legislators and representatives and senators are all driving towards Donald Trump again? Well, you have 350 of your brothers and sisters that are sitting behind bars right now, and you still haven't figured out how this game is being played? I'll tell you, the most frustrating thing in the world is when you lie to people, they believe it. But when you tell them the truth, it seems that you have to convince them 1,000 different ways before they finally understand it. That's why we always resort back to the comment that they know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. Because you say you know the truth, but when it comes to the truth, you sit there and hold behind those that are lying to you, that are destroying you. And that is called idolatry. But again, this is one of the things that he had brought up. FBI tells Newsweek that Trump supporters are enemies of the state and must secretly be tracked. Friends, Donald Trump has already come out and he's already told the American people he's not going to jail. How is it that he gets all this foreknowledge? I seen George W. Bush do the same thing. I seen Obama doing the same thing, talking about, no, we're in again. We're going for a second term, whatever the case might be. You see all these scandals being brought to the light, Luke 12:2, but you never see any prosecution from your said Justice Department. This is insane. And what do we get? Here, just one more point, if you don't mind. Donald Trump's out there making fun of Joe Biden and all of his worshipers and supporters, Acts 12:22. They love him for it. He's a bad actor. He's a gossip. Hey, folks, you have a Joe Biden. You have all of that, what you're dealing with here today in this country, because your Donald failed to drain the swamp. He's the guy that said the Department of Justice was in his hands to do whatever he wanted to do, but yet he had 4 years to do it, and he did just the exact opposite of what he promised to do. And you want 4 more years of this? Isn't this the guy, too? Are we dealing with illegal immigration? Why, yes, we are. Isn't this the guy that told you before he became the said corporate president of America? Isn't this the same guy that told you over and over again that it was going to be so easy that he was going to go ahead and build that wall, and it went from $4 to $25 billion. It kept going up in every interview, only to find out that he never built 1 inch of that wall. Only to find out, friends, that he was funding Muslim organizations in America 3 times that of Barack Obama. Again, folks, everything that man, that narcissistic devil, put it up against Daniel 8:25. Everything he promised, he has done the opposite. He has done the opposite. You got to understand things about these politicians. They have exercised themselves in covetousness for decades. What are you saying? I'm saying this is how they convince people that they're very cool people and that they really are looking out for you. Hey, folks, you take the worst of the worst concerning politicians, and I'm talking about presidential criminal administrations over the last 80 years in this country. I guarantee you can pick out the very worst administration, and you could sit and have dinner with them. And before dinner was up, they'd have you convinced that they were the coolest people in the world, and everything they've ever done has always been for the good of the American people, according to law, when the opposite is true. Oh, I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I remember after September 11th, Bill Clinton, one of the most corrupt devils, he's got 1 foot in hell right now and 1 foot on a banana peel. He's real close, folks. But he should have been in that position long ago when his crimes were first being exposed, like Chinagate back in the 90s. Remember how they sold to you Monica Lewinsky and adultery? Well, that was true, too, but they were covering for the fact that he was giving American military secrets to the Chinese back then. That's what you didn't know. But what was crazy about it, folks, is this guy, after September 11th, they did an interview with Bill Clinton, and I remember listening to somebody say to me, man, I wish I had a dad like that. Yeah, that's how they come across. They're the coolest people in the world. No, folks, remember, Satan likes to hide as close to the light as he possibly can. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. You're being set up every step of the way. I want to say this again, because it's one of those things that I said I was going to drive, and I'm going to keep driving it. There's over 1,000 different presidential contenders, and you've only got those that they have given to you as options, and that's less than a handful. And all fingers are pointing back at Donald Trump. I'm telling you this before it happens. Mark my words. Go ahead and write it down once again. It's one of those, friends. It's for all of you grassrooters, all of you on the grassroots level, all of you that are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, all of you that are holding to the Constitution and going back to God's common law. I said the word of God, but holding to common law and holding to his law, his judgments and his statutes, you are the ones that are going to be made to pray. Mark my words. Mark my words. When you put this in parallel to any dictatorship of the past, they had the masses loving the dictator. Well, what were they doing behind closed doors? People were disappearing, and they didn't know where they were going. Mark my words. Mark my words. Because it's coming, folks. It's a coming. One of the things that we were highlighting here was, and I've done this before, but I do want to show this to you again, especially if you're a new time viewer on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You're being told, as the media browbeats everybody and anybody into submission, like they just did concerning our guest today, Arizona State Rep Alex Colladan, and him going after the voter fraud in his state, well, they decided to go ahead and attack him. Well, folks, this is what they do. And if you look at Revelation 12:10, what does it say? That Satan, he only persecuted those that kept the commandments of the Lord. Those that do the right thing, that's who Satan goes after. He doesn't bother with those that are all lollybied or that have laid their head on a false grace or pillow of grace. No, he doesn't care. You're not a threat to his kingdom. You don't understand who you are in Christ in any sense of the word. And no, you're not a Christian if you're not fighting against this nonsense. But I do want to say this, folks. It's amazing to me that they're doing this right in the face of the American people. And the American people, what are they doing? Complaining. Nothing more. Just complaining. Just complaining. But again, the mainstream media is trying to tell you that this isn't happening. This is something that I highlighted about a month ago. And it was from Heritage.org, voter fraud. And these are all the people, I want you to see this, these are all the people that have been busted for voter fraud going to the present date over the last couple of years. And the mainstream media is there trying to tell you, that, as I said before, friends, they just want you to believe that they want you to believe them this time. They're telling you the truth, said the devil, John 8:44. Put that up against Proverbs 19:9. But I'm scrolling here. Without taking a pause, of all the people, the voluminous amounts of people that have been busted in the act of voter fraud, and the mainstream media is telling you that it doesn't exist. Again, this explains why we're being so heavily censored. We are being heavily censored. And I know that some of you people get sick of hearing it, but I'm telling you that for the very purpose that we're holding these big tech companies accountable. We have it on record. We have it within our shows. We have it within taking pictures and our files sent to our attorneys. It's important that we let them know every step of the way concerning their crimes that are being committed against people that are actually holding to the Constitution and the enumerated laws found within. But folks, if you look up at the right side of the screen right there, you can see that I'm only like a quarter of the way through, and now I'm going super fast, going down as fast as I possibly can, and I'm still going, folks. This is how many people have been busted for voter fraud. But again, if you dare call them out for voter fraud, look what they'll do, friends. They'll just take those that are calling them out for their crimes because they hate the law and they hate the lawgiver. They'll just go ahead and file some sort of probationary disciplinary act or agreement against those people if they can't throw them in jail. And as Alex said, that folks, this is happening to create a police state. And notice these are also the same people, as they call them the left, as if to suggest that they are under some form of different laws in which they swore to uphold. I guess that's what I'm supposed to say to people that love to be deceived and self-deceived. But it's absolutely amazing that somehow or another, folks, that they're not held accountable by those that you call right, the right. And what do you have? Well, the mainstream media wants to portray the right as a bunch of weaklings because, again, and I end with this, they want you to cause that you to believe that the less than 1.7% of the population is actually the majority, when in fact they're scared to death that you're going to figure out that they're in the way minority. How are they doing this? They're using the mainstream media to bolster their effects. When is it time the American people stand up and say enough.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.